perspective, I would think they would say that I'm like a hardworking person with occasional procrastination. But like I'm kind of laid back and chill. But like when I go out, like I know how to have a fun time. I'm not just boring, and I like to joke around, but I don't want to get serious when I have to be.
Okay. So balanced, you would say, perhaps. Okay, I respect that. Three very straightforward questions. Just on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, and 5 being average? How would you rate your focus in class?
I'd say like a 6.
Okay. And how would you rate your interest in English class?
5, because the reading is kind of like, some of the books we've been reading is kind of like crazy. They're kind of hard to get into.
Because of the content or the style, would you say?
Content.
Content.
Because when we're, like, the book we're reading now, just how they're, when they start talk, like, when they start speaking, I'm like, oh, this gets hard, and it's really hard to understand what they're saying.
Okay. Did the movie help with that at all?
Yes, a lot.
It is? Okay. I will warn you, when we watch the second half of the movie, the plot is not exactly in line with the book.
As always.
Yeah. So it's not an ideal comparison, but it helps definitely with that sort of thing. And then how would you rate on the same scale your responsibility outside of class?
Say 5.
5? Okay. Cool. And then, let's see. So you said before, you mentioned procrastination, occasional procrastination, you said. Would you say that's the biggest issue that you do have?
Yes.
As far as being a student goes?
Yes, like my schoolwork is just all procrastination. Like I plan on doing everything, I get home and I start it, and then it's just like things happen and it just doesn't finish.
Okay.
It's just like it falls off and then I forget about it. So it's like...
Gotcha. All right, and then actually before moving on, would you have any interest in like working with me to like try to come up with a plan for being better in that area?
Yeah.
You would have an interest? Okay. One thing that works for me most of the time, because I struggle with, everyone struggles with it, I think, is like setting up some kind of reward system for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like after I get, you know, X amount of pages read or written, I get to do this for 30 minutes and then I get back to work. And then after I get this much done, then I get to do this for an hour and then I get back to work or something like that.
Sounds good. I'm doing that.
That's one thing you can try. Kind of like managing yourself, like tangle the carrot down on the string or whatever.
Yeah, give yourself a break when you need to.
Yeah, and then kind of go back and forth. Another thing is like setting up like a very specific like location and time where that you set aside for getting your work done. So like every day from 3:30 to 4:30, you know, that's my work time. No matter what, I do my homework during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, if 4:30 is done and I'm done, great. If 4:30 is done and I'm not done, I still can take a break if I want. But
I'm
like just knowing in your mind, oh, it's 3:45, I should be doing work. All right, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that helps a lot of people. And then if you want to get more specific with that and like come up with like a real outline and actual plan, like, and find a way to like, if you want me to like hold you accountable in some way, and like check in, we could do that. Would you have any interest in that?
That'd be fun.
Okay. Did you say fine or fun?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, so any ideas off the top of your head of what that might look like? What would be useful that I could do for you?
Probably like help set up like a good kind of schedule sort of thing, because I'm good at it to a certain extent. Because I get like, it's the problem is like where to start.
Okay.
Like, because once I start, it's easy for me to keep going. But it's just starting off is the problem.
Okay, so coming up with that initial plan or coming up with the initial motivation to work?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Okay, so walk me through. When you leave school on a given day, what's the rest of your day look like?
I usually head home with my friends, like relax and kind of get out of a little bit of the tension from school.
All right.
For half an hour, 45 minutes, and then usually like eat dinner. And then do my homework afterwards.
All right.
And if I don't have homework, then I just sit and play Xbox all day.
Okay. So does that lead to the procrastination some of the time?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Do you eat with your family or kind of on your own?
No, I eat with my mom.
Is it like a pretty set time?
Yeah, around like 5, 6-ish.
Okay. So what if, like, no matter what, you place the limit on yourself, like, the hour after dinner, as soon as dinner's done, I finish whatever conversation I'm having with my family, that next hour is devoted to work, no matter what, unless you get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you finish that hour and you still have more work, you're allowed to take a break. If you finish all your work early, you can be done early. But no matter what, as soon as dinner's done, it's work time.
That sounds like a really good plan.
All right, try that out and hold yourself to it. Maybe if you guys have dessert, you have dinner, do work, you don't get your dessert till
after
you finish your
work. That'd be my reward that night.
Something like that. Or Xbox could be a reward.
Yeah, too.
Any of those things. So try that out. See what happens. I'll check back in with you. And then one other thing I wanted to ask you about is, so you put for both your struggle as a student and the least helpful aspect of my teaching, you talked about organization for both of those things.
Yeah.
So if you already think you're disorganized, and then I am as your teacher, I'm also disorganized, that's got to be, like, doubly difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, it's not like it's bad on organization. It's just when we jump from, like, certain things, it's kind of, like, weird how the transition goes. And, like, when we're doing notes on the board, how it, like, jumps from, like, one set of notes, and then we're talking about something else. And it's, like, it gets kind of confusing because it jumps all over the place. But since, since we've been, like, talking about books and everything, it's been getting better, like, for both of us.
Okay.
Because once, like, it's easy to know, like, exactly what we're talking about, it's easy for me to get my points down and everything else.
Okay. Could you give me an example of when it wasn't good?
Like, when you first started teaching, it seemed like you were a little uncomfortable because you didn't know how to, like, come at us, which I understand completely. I'd be scared of our class, too. and it's like when we first started talking about the Scarlet Letter and, we would start talking about one character, and, like, we would start talking about Hester, then all of a sudden, like, we're talking about Chillingworth, and I'm like, when do we ever change from Hester to Chillingworth? And it went really crazy, and then as I'm writing down for Chillingworth, I'm seeing Hester on Hester's list, and I'm like, whoa, when do we jump? Like, I never really saw the specific transition. Like, it just seemed like it was jumping back and forth, and then somebody else was thrown into it, and it was just really crazy.
Okay, so it was mostly, are you saying it was mostly as far as the discussion topic changing a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Or also, like, moving from one activity to another, like, say, from discussion to group work?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Like, when we did, what project was it? It wasn't that long ago, because that's when I started sitting over there. One project that we did, it was like, when we were doing the poster, when we were drawing, like, three different scenes from Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
When we were starting to talk about that, I was really confused, like, what exactly we had to do.
Okay.
Because at first you said, oh, we don't need quotes, and then you're saying we need quotes, and I'm like, well, which is it? Is it this one? Is it that one? And it was, like, a little confusing.
Okay. So being, but you're saying more recently, like, with this book,
mm-hmm.
I've been clearer with my directions.
Clear, yes.
Okay, that's good to know, because that's something I always worry about, actually,
mm-hmm.
I notice in myself. I know I talk really fast also. Have I been slowing down? I've been trying to slow down. I have been doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, I don't know about everyone, but for me it's been a lot easier.
Good to know. And then when giving an assignment, I know sometimes, usually with smaller assignments, I'll just say it verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a bigger assignment, I usually have, like, a handout with, like, the specific details. Does one of the other of those work better, or, like, both kind of in tandem with each other?
It really does depend on the assignment.
Okay.
Because, like, the bigger projects, we're going to need, like, more detail. I like more detail specifically because then I know, like, what my guidelines are, so I know exactly how to plan everything out, so I know I get a good grade. With the smaller projects, sometimes it's a little hard. Depends on how much, like, detail you're giving us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the assignment you gave us last night.
Yeah.
Small assignment, but it was good because you told us exactly what we wanted and everything else. And I like it that way, like when it has detail to it.
All right. Good to know. You're giving me some really good feedback. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, so the biggest thing, other than procrastination, or although it may have resulted from procrastination, that you have struggled with in terms of your grade is you never turned in a Scarlet Letter essay.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the specific reason for that was.
Basically procrastination. Like, I would start it, and then I would get into it, and then it's just like, because I wasn't on topic with the book, because to be honest, I didn't like the book.
Uh-huh.
It was,
you did.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a really good book, but I was wrong, and I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why. And, like, I'm really good at writing essays and stuff. It's just that I just couldn't get into it because I couldn't get into the book. And I tried. It's just procrastination hit me, and I'm like, I'm not even going to do it.
All right, so do you think the aforementioned work every night for an hour after dinner, do you think that'll help you with the, because there will be an essay for this book, you think that'll help?
Definitely.
And then another thing I was thinking of doing for the whole class is, whereas last time we said sort of like, these 3 days we're going to have computers, we'll conference every day, rough draft this day, final copy this day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of having more specific requirements every single day, like, all right, have your intro done by the end of class today. Okay, have at least one body paragraph by the end of class this day.
I like that better, because it, like, that's what, like, Ms. Lauren, I don't know if you know, the U.S. teachers, when we had our 10-page papers, which she did, and it made it a lot easier for a lot of us that we actually had due dates. It's not like, oh, well, we're in a conference on this, but so you have extra time, and some people don't have that time. It kind of doesn't make it fair to everybody. Because it's like, if you're conferencing and you, like, say you wanted an intro and two body paragraphs, and my discussion with you was today, and then, like, Jacqueline had the same thing due, but hers was due tomorrow, I would think that's unfair, and I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I won't put as much effort into it.
Okay.
Because I would rather be like, well, it's not fair. I'm not going to give you as much as she would give you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Due dates should be, like, set for everybody at the same time.
Okay. So, yeah, I think I will do that then, because a few people have said that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I am concerned about, though, just for your own sake, are you planning on going to college?
Yes.
Okay. One thing, because this is, you're halfway through your junior year
mm-hmm.
now, and I'm worried at some point you guys have to learn to be more responsible for your own time management and
mm-hmm.
your own assignment management, because very few college classes will walk you through something
like
definitely.
That.
But then again, you're not in college yet, so
mm-hmm.
you still need it. But just something to be aware of that's on the horizon. Possibly, I know I won't be here for your last essay assignment of the year, but I have a feeling Mr. Alvarez will probably put more of the responsibility for that one on you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I know a lot of people who have had Alvarez, and like they're like, that last assignment, you better be on that. And I'm like, all right, I got it. I'll be good.
Yeah, and he'll probably want to